Spot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redling.
So many young women today are so confused about their identity, their values, their outlook on life. Rachel Culpepper is my guest. She's the executive director of American Heritage Girls. This might give you an answer if you're a parent looking for programs that can make a difference in your young person's life, or grandparent, or maybe you have friends of the family that you feel like their girls might benefit. Listen, won't you? I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Welcome, Rachel Culpepper, Executive Director of American Heritage Girls. Thanks for coming, Rachel.
Thanks so much for having me, Judy.
American Heritage Girls, what is that all about?
Absolutely. So we are a Christ-centered character development program which serves girls ages 5 to 18. We actually just celebrated our 30th anniversary this summer. So we've been around for a little bit, but basically what we do is we come alongside local churches, private schools, homeschool co-ops, and we offer them a program and a curriculum that they can use to reach girls and families in their community. And we do this all kind of under the umbrella of faith, service, and lots of fun. So we utilize scouting methodologies. If you think about, you know, earning badges, going outdoors, leadership, service, that's the mechanism by which we deliver this Christ-centered, biblical worldview founded and anchored program to communities all across the country.
And your mother founded this program 30 years ago. So you grew up in this program and you're the incoming executive director. I grew up in scouting. We just talked before the show about how we both went through scout programs. Yeah, I was a scout from age 5 to age 18. And, you know, help with troops and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But I learned so much from scouting. So tell us why American Heritage Girls really needs to be the forefront in young women's lives today rather than the alternatives.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I grew up in the Girl Scouts. My mom grew up in the Girl Scouts. She was our leader growing up. And my kind of third sister in line, it came to sort of a head in 1995 when we came home with one of the handbooks and there was an asterisk next to God in the Girl Scout promise. And my mom had used Girl Scouts as her ministry to young girls for years. And she was so disheartened to see that change. And as she started to dig deeper into the curriculum and into some of the things that the national organization was really supporting and doing, it became clear to her that the organization that she so loved had really left her and had departed from the Christian values that it was founded upon. And so after much prayer and honestly trying to make changes within the Girl Scouts, it became clear that God was calling her to start something different and something that would allow her to utilize the methodologies that are so impactful for teaching girls, but to utilize them in a way that pointed girls back to Christ. And so that's how American Heritage Girls was founded. She honestly thought it was something that she'd just do for a couple years to get my sister out of her formative years, right? But God had other things in store. And so here we are, three decades later, over 70,000 members across the United States, and families are finding kind of the best of what they thought scouting was, but even more so that it can be a ministry to really bring girls into alignment with the heart of God, that they can understand their identity as a daughter of the King, all while building these life skills that are so important as they launch into adulthood.
Tell us what would happen when someone joins American Heritage Girls.
Absolutely. So you would be connected with a local troop. And the way that troops work is all girls ages 5 to 18 are in one troop. So different than some other organizations you know, first graders meet on Tuesdays and sixth graders meet on Wednesdays. The whole troop meets on one night, which is lovely if you have multiple girls in the program. They start off together doing a flag ceremony, opening prayer and devotion as a large group, and then they divide up into their age-appropriate units where they work on badge work or service projects, different things like that. And then they typically come back together at the end for a closing. So it offers this very lovely opportunity for mentorship where younger girls have older girls to look up to and older girls have younger girls to mentor. And it's this really beautiful just feeding and a real life community that so many girls are missing out on right now. We're seeing the loneliness epidemic just through the roof right now, especially with girls. And so your local HE troop offers a place that girls can connect, that they can feel known and seen, all while learning about who they are in Christ, which is lovely. And it's a lot of fun. Besides just the troop meetings, there's lots of activities that happen on the weekends, whether that's a camping trip or maybe a trip to the local science museum. Each troop gets to customize their experience based on the experiences that the girls in their area want to have. And I have the lovely opportunity of witnessing this firsthand. I have a daughter who is an explorer this year, and so she is having a ton of fun in her local HE troop, and we are just now gearing up for our program year. So, exciting time.
What are the different levels? You mentioned explorer. What are the levels?
Yeah.
Just like they had in scouting, you got them in American Heritage Girls.
Exactly. So, our youngest little ones are pathfinders, and those are our kindergartners. And then we have our tender hearts, and those are our first through third graders. Our explorers are fourth through sixth. And then we have our pioneers, who are those junior high age girls, and our patriots, who are our high school girls. Mm. And so whether you're just starting off as a kindergartner or a high schooler, there's a place for you in HG, lots of leadership opportunities. When girls graduate from the program, they typically reflect on making friends and their outdoor experiences where they're most memorable. And we often get pictures coming back from girls, their weddings, and they have their bridesmaids are all girls that they met in their AHE troop, which is super fun to see. So lifelong friendships are really forged in this environment of fun and learning.
Over 60,000 girls and adult members in all 50 states. That's American Heritage Girls. And 30 years of serving people in the United States. Rachel Culpepper is my guest, and she is the incoming new director of this program. Rachel, can you tell us some stories of some girls whose lives have changed?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I love about American Heritage Girls is that it opens girls up to explore new things, really a sense of discovery. And so we have a very robust badge program that often shows girls something new that they've never learned before. Like, let's say geology. There's a geology badge that we have. And we had a young girl who probably didn't raise her hand to earn the geology badge, right? But that was one of the things that her unit decided to do. And so she went in and she started exploring. And the Lord opened up her eyes to a love of the earth and geology. Mm. And she ended up taking that on as a career and was a volcanologist, I think is a term.
What is that?
Flying over volcanoes, studying lava and rock formations. She ended up, that was her career because her eyes were opened up in HG. We see girls that are just having these hearts for service. I mean, just last year, our troops served a total of 684,000 service hours to their local communities. And one of the ways that our girls serve is through their Stars and Stripes, which is our pinnacle award, so the highest award that a girl can earn. And what she does is she looks out into her community and tries to identify a need that she might be able to meet through the skills and giftings that the Lord has given her. And then she does a 100-hour service project where she's having to fundraise and supervise volunteers and accomplish these things. And the amount of impact that these girls are having and the way that the Lord is showing up and growing them through these experiences honestly gives me tons of hope and excitement for this next generation of young women that are being raised up. They are change makers, and they know that they're change makers not because of their own strengths necessarily or their own self-confidence, but because of Lord within them and the way that the Holy Spirit is moving in their lives. And so it's really exciting to me to see. We often hear about this generation is in so much trouble, but we've got troops packed full of girls with servant leader hearts, ready and willing to go out and make an impact for Christ in their world. So it's really exciting to see.
How do parents, grandparents, and youth look into this program?
So if you go to AmericanHeritageGirls.org, in the top right-hand corner is a Find a Troop button. And if you click on that, it'll bring you to a map where you can pop your zip code in, and it will populate which troops are nearby to you. And if there isn't one close by, there is an opportunity for you to start a troop. And we've got staff gear ready to help walk people through that process. We've also got some workbooks and things that really help make the process easy. But also, let's say that you are a grandparent who wants to give back to this next generation, and maybe you have a granddaughter you want to get involved, or let's say your granddaughter lives far away, but you still want to give back. We've just launched a brand new campaign, which is called Embracing Wisdom. Mm. And it's really about multi-generational ministry and kind of that Titus II model, and how we have a generation of girls with unprecedented access to information, but not a lot of access to wisdom. And then we've got this generation of women with tons of wisdom and experience and stories of God's providence and provision, just ready and willing to share. And so we're trying to bring those two groups of people together through American Heritage Girls Troops. So that's another way, is if you find a troop near you and you are a wise woman who wants to feed into this next generation, you can fill out that interest form and we can help connect you with a local AHD troop to pour into this next generation of women. But we have lots of grandparents out there who are serving alongside their granddaughters, and also some that are serving and their granddaughters are far away. Just 2 years ago, actually, our volunteer of the year was an 80-year-old woman who pours into these girls day in and day out. Actually went on her very first camping trip at age 79 because her girls just were so excited to go. She said, okay, we're doing it. So at 79, she's out there in a tent, just pouring into these girls. So lots of lovely things going on. But yeah, lots of opportunities to connect to your local AHD troop through AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
Camping was one of my favorite things in Scouts, building latrines and learning all the knots and all the different things to help you survive if you ever have to live in the outdoors.
Absolutely. And it teaches you so much about perseverance and facing adversity, because I don't know about you, but almost every camping trip I went on, it rained.
I know.
And we learned so much.
That's true. And even the Girl Scout camps that were 2 weeks, it rained a lot during those camps too. And you sure learned a lot then too.
Yes, you did.
Rachel Culpepper is my guest, and she is the executive director of American Heritage Girls. How can people find out more?
You can go to AmericanHeritageGirls.org and find a troop near you. We also have a bevy of parenting resources at RaisingGodlyGirls.com. If you're looking for an ebook on how to talk to your daughter about gender and identity or biblical worldview or loneliness, we've got lots of free resources on that website, along with a podcast if you're just looking for a little bit of encouragement on how to walk this difficult parenting journey. Lots of resources there. And then if you're looking for a whole tribe of people to walk the journey with you, find your local American Heritage Girls Troop. And we hear often from the mamas that they're learning just as much as the girls are when they get involved with their local troop.
Awesome. That website again?
AmericanHeritageGirls.org and RaisingGodlyGirls.com.
Check them out, won't you? I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Thanks for joining me today.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlick's website, email her at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.